Matt Greenwood for KJF Sports speaking to Lee Freeman. It's game day. Coach Freeman, the Hillsboro football head coach, as they're going to be on the road at Festus at Tiger Stadium this evening on KJF. We'll have the call for you beginning at 6 o'clock with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98 KREI and KJFF. But, of course, you'll want to tune into KJF because that's where the game will be. And Coach, this is a rivalry game for you guys. It's no one has to really say that. Everyone knows that. Talk a little bit about, you know, going into this game, where you feel like your team is after your 2-1 start this year.
Well, I think we're making some progress from week to week. I thought last week we made a little bit of progress and felt like the kids are playing a little bit harder and understanding some things a little bit better than maybe they did week two. We're just looking to build on that, and hopefully we'll get just a little bit better this week.
I mean, what a game against Farmington, a game that you had to have pushed back to Saturday due to the bad weather on Friday night. Do you feel like that extra day of rest kind of gave you a little advantage towards the end of that ball game, or did it not really matter? Was it just the game itself?
I don't know that it mattered a whole lot. I think it was a hard-fought game on both sides. I think both teams played extremely hard, and I think both teams played extremely well. And, it's one of those situations where it happened to work out for us at the end, and, we'll take the win. I'm proud of the effort of our kids, and I thought they played well enough to win, and ultimately we were able to get out alive.
You know, one thing about going into a rivalry game is sometimes you got teams that haven't performed very well leading up to that game, and then you got some teams that have been on fire, this and that, and so it makes for a good game regardless. But for you, as the head coach at Hillsboro, I'm sure it's gives you a little bit more comfort knowing that your team did win the week before against a very good Farmington side.
Yeah, I feel a little bit more confident, going into this game than I did going into last week's game. Our kids are allowing that. They promote that. So, through their attitude and through their effort, and I don't expect anything other than a great football game and a great performance from Festus. I think if you go back and you look at the first quarter of, of the games that we've played against them the last two or three years, they've probably outscored us, somewhere in the range of 35-0, 35-7. So, they're going to come out always ready to play. And, it seems like, as of late, probably over the last 3 or 4 years, we have a slow start, and we need to make sure that we start fast this tonight. So from the jump.
Slow start or not, you have been able to win the last five against Festus, and that's something you can maybe use to get the guys going a little bit. But it's different players that you have going into this year, and I'm not really sure what number of them were, have been involved in the last few competitions against Festus. But this group that you have here, Ethan Eckrich is your quarterback, Tyler Sizemore, Hayden Voiles, Dylan Dace, guys that you've turned to so far this season. What's your thought on how they're handling this this rivalry game and this potential really good game on KJF tonight?
Well, I think probably, and those guys will be the first to tell you that I think that they think of it more as a conference game than they do as a rivalry. We're not taking anything away from the game, but they understand that if they want to win the conference, if they want to be competitive, then they're going to have to take care of business. And, right now, if you look at things, I guess for us, we're probably not the favorite in this game, and I think that they need to understand that. And I think that hopefully, if they do, from an athletic standpoint, Festus has got a lot of guys over there right now, and I think this is probably the most athletic Festus team that they've had in probably 3 years, roughly. And I think so you look back to when Jarrett Johnson was playing quarterback for them, so. Those guys are pretty talented, and Festus has a lot of talent every year, but I think this is one of those years where they're exceptionally gifted in a lot of areas.
Yeah, running the football, Coach, it's no secret. That's basically what this game's going to be. It's going to be run for you, run for them. They've had six different guys scoring a touchdown. You've had five different guys rushing for a touchdown as well. So when two teams going into a game know what the other one is going to do, how do you as a head coach approach that?
Well, I think you focus on the things that you can control, and you try to get your guys coached up to eliminate penalties, eliminate mental errors, and play physical. So if you can, if you're doing those things, it's not about what you're doing; it's about how you're going to do it. And, for us, it's about we can't turn the ball over, we can't have any penalties, we can't get behind the sticks. We got to execute, and I'm sure Coach Smith's telling his guys the same thing. And, I know they're coming off of a game where they had a lot of penalties, and I'm sure they've probably focused on that this week, try to clean those up. And, those games like this one, this one's going to be, it basically just comes down to who can execute better and do that the longest.
Obviously, studying film, Coach Freeman, is a big, important role in how you go and prepare for each and every team. And for Festus, a lot of the video that you observed was them running the football. What are some areas in their running game that you feel your defense, which has a couple of good playmakers on it, might possibly be able to exploit tonight?
If we do our jobs and we take care of business, there's a lot of things that could go right. And, on the flip side of that coin, if we don't, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. Like I stated before, I think Festus has two quick guards that pull a lot and they can get on the perimeter pretty quick. And, we're going to have to beat people to the punch, and hopefully our kids have practiced well enough and studied enough film that they can, put themselves in a position to be successful. I think that you look at both teams, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it is probably dictated on what you get that first drive. So, you can study all the film you want, but everybody's going to have a new wrinkle every week. And, it's going to be something that catches you off guard, and you're going to have to make an adjustment. So if you can make the adjustment quicker and faster than the other team, then you give yourself an opportunity to compete.
I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your players, specifically Ethan Eckrich. He and Tyler Sizemore were involved in a quarterback battle during training camp. Due to an injury, you had to put Sizemore as your running back and Eckrich as the quarterback. How have those two been able to play together?
I think that they play together just like any teammate would. They do a good job of competing, and they do a good job of supporting one another. And if you look at those guys, I know Tyler. They've both played quarterback in different games. For the first 2 weeks, they both kind of were in and out of the games playing quarterback. And if you look at last week, we were able to kind of get solidified in some areas a little bit, and that was beneficial for us, where guys weren't taking reps in multiple positions. They kind of found a home, and Tyler was able to be pretty productive from the running back position on just a few number of carries. So I think that those guys are only going to get better as the season goes on, and they're probably only going to work better as the season progresses. So I think the ceiling's pretty high for both of them.
Well, I'm guessing the fact that you've had a chance to, rotate them in at the quarterback spot, that has allowed other guys to step up, and certainly looking at the stats, a guy that you've heavily relied upon is Hayden Voiles, who's got four scores for you, second on the team in rushing the football, him and Dylan Dace. I don't remember coming across Dylan's name during training camp, so fill us in, if you don't mind, on those two players.
Hayden was... Hayden's a senior this year, and he's played that fullback position for 2 years now. We used him a lot in the in our postseason run last year, where him and Joe Garner kind of both split some time back there in the playoffs. And so Hayden's been ready for this, and he's been pretty productive. And he's one of those guys. He goes hard and he runs hard, and he's just a super kid. You know, he's a guy that you want to be around, and I think the kids enjoy him, and, you know, he does really good things for our team. And then Dylan's a sophomore, and we didn't really know, we knew that he had some ability, and didn't really know how fast he was going to come along, and he got kind of thrown into a situation where he was, given an opportunity to take some reps and did a really good job in practice, and, so we stuck him in there, and he was able to perform in a game, and, I think his future as a Hillsborough running back could be one of the better futures that anybody's had. So I think that, with his effort and his focus right now, I think Dylan's doing a great job, and, he's young, so, he's going to make some mistakes, at times, but to this point so far, he's been a very reliable source for us.
Defensively, Coach, since we haven't actually talked about defense much yet, based on stats, J.C. Griffin has made some good plays, Hayden Voiles, Zach McNeese, John Mosley as well. Where's your feeling on your defense through the first three games?
Well, I think they're a work in progress. I think there's some guys there that they have a lot of potential, and at times they do things extremely well, and then at times, sometimes we get stuck sometimes. So I think as long as they can continue to run to the ball and get off blocks and they're doing their assignments, I think they got a shot at being successful. We've got a lot of guys with some inexperience that are playing there. We've got, Zach McNeese is a sophomore, and, he's been doing a pretty good job, sticking his nose in there at times. And Hayden's a senior, and he played that linebacker position last year. And John is, he's a junior, but he's kind of new to the position. So he played it a little bit last year, but it was sparing. And, I think but John's one of those guys that, he wants to do well, and he will be successful in whatever he attempts.
We're speaking to Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. Coach Freeman, two quick questions for you. District standings right now, Fess is fourth, you guys six. How early are you looking at those standings? Have you paid attention to them much? And then if you don't mind, just answer the question about how you get the victory tonight.
Well, as far as the district standings are concerned, I haven't looked at them, and so that's news to me. But it's way too early for us to pay attention to that. We've got to take this one game at a time. I know that's cliche, but where we are as a team right now, and in our early stages of development, all of our focus needs to be on getting through one game at a time, and. As far as the Festus Tigers are concerned, we got a lot of respect for Coach Schmidt and his staff and what they do. And, I think that they're doing something that's, good for their kids right now. I think both offensively and defensively, they're putting their kids in a position that they have to be successful, and it's working out for them. And, I look at some of the positions there right now and some of the kids that they've got playing for them, one thing that sticks out right now is their offensive line as a unit. It's probably one of the better offensive lines that I've seen out of Festus in probably, close to 6 or 7 years. So they're a really strong unit. They play well together, and they're fast. They get off the ball, and when you're doing what they're doing on offense, that's what you're going to have. And then from a defensive standpoint, we've got to be able to control some blitzes and just make sure that we're staying on some blocks in order for us to have success. So, I think it's going to be a combination of execution and effort right now. And if we can do those two things, we'll give ourselves a chance to compete.
All right, Coach Freeman, as always, appreciate the time.
Thanks, sir.
Again, that is Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us here on KJAZ Sports Talk ahead of his game tonight against the Festus Tigers. Again, kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock will be the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on regional radio, and then we'll have our self-contained broadcast beginning at 6:45. Hal Nisler, Dave Cook will be part of the broadcast team.